Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio Twitter.
Right now, when it's going on, it's that time for that love talk.
So we're going to get right into this particular topic here, Love and the Wild. My first question, did you see 50 Shades of Grey over the weekend?
No, I haven't seen the movie, but I've read the books.
Okay, so you read the book. So based on what you read with the book, we talk about Love and the Wild. Give us kind of an overview of how you feel the book kind of goes into this wild element, this wild aspect that they brought into their relationship.
Well, when reading the book, you kind of got the full understanding of Christian's point of view on, you know what I'm saying, how he expressed, you know what I'm saying, himself. And then when you look at, you know what I'm saying, when you look at her point of view, she's, you know what I'm saying, she's always been timid, she's been shy. She has the full-fledged virgin mentality, the virgin way about herself. However, Christian, he's more, you know, he's more experienced in the areas of sex and, you know, bondage and things of that nature. But what it was it wasn't really how he had a certain way of showing his emotions towards a sexual attachment or anything like that. But when she came along, she opened his eyes to a full understanding. And then to her shock, that was something that she wanted to share with him, something she was willing to be submissive about. And even though she was, you know, being submissive, she was also being rebellious as well. So that kind of piqued his interest in the fact that she knows what she's supposed to do. I've given her the rules and regulations or whatever, and she's still willing to break them, knowingly knowing there's going to be a punishment involved, which ended up being between them two, ended up being more of a love affair than anything versus what he used to have with, you know what I'm saying, women from before. He would sign a contract. You can't tell anyone. But, you know, the women would be attached to him, but he's not attached to the women. So, you know, my thing is the book is an eye-opener for me. You know, it was just like, wow, you really, you know what I'm saying, you're really going to be that part. But one thing I loved about him is if she needed him, no matter what, he would be there for her.
That's what I think the lot of people that try to capture it from the book and from the and maybe I don't know how the movie portrayed it, but that's something a big aspect of it. Even though there was a lot of, you know, a lot of submission, people said a lot of, you know, she was, you know, the inexperienced one, and while he was very experienced in a lot of things, he had that attachment to her to the point where, you know, no matter what, they roll together in an aspect. And that's, I think that's what, you know, sometimes people feel when you get into certain elements of sexuality and just talking about sex, there's not that connection. But in this particular case, there was some sort of strong bond and strong connection with their relationship that I think people grasp from this particular book in the movie.
Definitely that.
So going now to this section here, and that's what people are talking about, is just the, you know, just the element of what they did, what the, you know, the element of the bondage, the submission. Now, from a female perspective, what do you feel, how do you feel about how it was portrayed, you know, in the book and what you've seen so far in the clips of the movie?
I think that it's all in who you are. You know, you may not like that. And in the beginning, she was a little hesitant about it. She was, you know, you got to understand she was coming away with bruises and something mentally she had to deal with. But either you like it or you don't, or either you're willing to go along with it or you're not. Either you're willing to try something new that's outside of your normal circle, or you're not. And she chose to try something new, and she liked it. And even though it became a huge part of their relationship, it still didn't take away from his way of showing her that, you know, he's watching her. And I'm not sure if they put this in the movie or not, but one of my favorite parts in the book was when he went to dinner and introduced her to his family.
Mm-hmm.
And he inserted two brass balls inside of her for her to keep inside of her while she's at the dinner table talking to his parents, something between them. No one knew. No one had, you know what I'm saying, had to know. And then later on, before the night is even over, they end up at the boathouse. You know? So you just have to, you know, that was their thing. That was, you know, something that he can honestly say that he shared with her. No one else knew about it. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't for anyone else to know. It was their little secret, which made it even just that more enjoyable. And then, truth be told, I think it really made her less nervous to be around them, even though her friend was there. But it made her less nervous to be around them because she had something going on all in herself. So some people think, oh, that's nasty. No, you got to understand that's the enticement of a sexual relationship. You know, being able to love someone and connect with someone your way. You know?
Exactly. I think what a lot of people gather from this, from just the, you know, they call it the 50 Shades effect, where a lot of people, you know, it sparked a lot of conversation when it comes down to what people want to try, what people like in their relationship, and the thing is, a lot of people are hesitant and afraid to even discuss this in their relationship. So the question a lot of times becomes, okay, should this even be talked about when you're in a committed relationship? Should topics like this, you know, just the way they were physically, should those things even be discussed when you're in a committed relationship because of the fact that it's so taboo? It's something that, you know, that people are afraid of. People, when it comes down to different things like, you know, like bondage, like, you know, like using accessories and toys when it comes down to your relationship. Should, when you're in a committed relationship and when you're married, is it okay to bring that up?
I would say yes. Because being in a committed relationship, you know, it should be open and honest. If there's something you want to do, maybe not all the aspects of it, you know, but there are some things that may be okay for you to, or willing to try for you to. And then there's some things you're like, oh, no, definitely not. But you never know until, you know, you cross that line. And the whole thing about it is, it's between you and your mate. You know, it's not something that I would think that you would want to tell all your girlfriends or all your guy friends, oh, yeah, we're such and such and such. No, it should be something private and something enjoyable between the two. And I think, you know, a secret between a couple is the best type of secret because that's your secret, something you can build upon. I'm not, you know, and if, let's say you want to bring the toys or the handcuffs or, you know, the whips or whatever, the chains, have your own little personal room into the relationship, that's your choice. But the whole thing about it is you can take it as far as you want to take it, but there's always a safe word to cut you off. You always have a limit to what you, how far you're willing to go. And I think that was the biggest part. You know, if you don't tell me, or you don't use your safe word, let's say it's yellow. If you don't say yellow, I'm not going to know that I'm supposed to stop because I may be enjoying it and you're not. So even though, you know what I'm saying, you're trying these new things, create a safe boundary between the two and enjoy it. Or don't do it at all, whichever one you choose. But you may be that couple who, you know, 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning decide, okay, we're going to go to the sex store tonight. Well, you know, everybody else is probably sleeping. We're going to go try this. And you may not try it that night or that next day, but you may try it some other time down the week. But you made the choice. You had the conversation. You opened the door for it. And I don't think anything is wrong with that. I actually think it should be encouraged.
that's the thing right now. This is Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Tool Line Productions, Tool Line Entertainment. I don't know. As a brother, there's three things that I do not want to see in the bedroom. With chains and handcuffs. I mean, shoot, Black Lives Matter, and that's those three things right there. Just kind of, you know, as a black man, those are things I do not want to see when it comes down to being intimate. I don't know. It's just maybe me. I don't know. That's the, you know, it is. But it did open up that extra element that people, you know, were like, man, what is this? Wow, this is crazy. What, you know, what in the world are they doing? But even subtle things, you know, subtle things that, you know, that people, you know, that people are afraid to even discuss. I mean, even when it comes down to, say, oral sex, when it comes down to different fetishes that people have, people are afraid to discuss that in the relationships. Now, those things there, I think, should be discussed when you're even getting into the stages of being serious and being committed. Now, when you're married and you're bringing up certain things like that, sometimes that can maybe cause a red flag, saying like, whoa, okay, we've been together for this long and now you want to bring this up? Possibly. But maybe it's the fact that people are afraid to talk about certain things when they're getting involved in with a person and getting into a relationship. So maybe when they feel like they're married and they see, you know, an element like this, see a book or movie, and like, oh, wow, you know what? We need to try that when we get home. You know what I mean? That's what the conversation, I think, has opened up with this particular story.
And rightfully so, but I would say this. If you're married, let's say you've been together for 10 years, okay? Let's say you have, you know, you've seen a movie or you've read a book or something and you're intrigued. Me, personally, I like to share. So if I'm reading something, I'm like, ooh, let me read this to you. Or, ooh, if we're watching a movie, pay attention to this. And if you're not, I mean, that could be your opener. And not just to say that I went out and I was with such and such and they did this. No, this is something that piqued the interest, piqued the curiosity. And you may not want to go as far as they go, but I always say it's never hurt to try it at some point, you know, because you don't want to get yourself broken into a routine, whereas you are not being able to express yourself or try something new. You know, it's all about opening up a door. You never know where that door may lead you, and that door may lead you somewhere else. Like you say, you don't want whips, chains, and handcuffs. Okay, guess what? It may not be for you. It may just be for her. You know, she may want that.
You know,
you may be a person who wants the massage oils and, you know, her to blow on you in certain places. Who knows? They have all types of stuff. But until you try it, you never know. And that's why there's still going to have to be boundaries even when you're doing these new things. So you'll know, okay, we know we can't go there. We know you're not comfortable with this. Which is fine. But I think a little opening of the door never hurt anyone.
And I think that's a big thing there. And I think that's the biggest fear of a lot of people when it comes down to, you know, what to discuss. Because, like you said, you know, just because, you know, you saw something or you read about something and you said, oh, you know, that sounds really interesting, a lot of times that flag starts waving with certain people. Like, okay, oh, where'd you get this from? You know, what is this all about? What, you know, like why are you mentioning X, Y, and Z when we've been together for this long and that's never come up before? And that's the biggest challenge. So you said you're a person like to discuss it as soon as you see him, like, oh, hey, you know, I saw this, you know, I think this might be kind of interesting, you know, to maybe even try. But, you know, but there's when you're in a committed relationship, there's a lot of that conservatism, there's a lot of that routine. And we've talked about this numerous times on the show already about routine. And that routine can play a big factor in how certain things are accepted, especially when you're talking about bringing in extra elements of things that you have not done sexually into the relationship.
I really think they should take the insecurities and throw it out the window. you know, ride down the road, let it blow out with the wind. Because you're not doing this for a public show. You know, it's not like you're going out and you're going to broadcast it to the world. Oh, we're doing this, and stand on the porch and yell it. It's no one's business. So you, I think as a woman or as a man, you shouldn't feel insecure when your mate comes to you and say, hey, baby, let's try this. Even, you know, every aspect needs to be handled, because the funny thing is, when one won't, another one will. So if they're having that desire and that urge and that need to try this, and you're like, nah, we're going to keep doing it the way we're doing it. This is the proper way. Or, you know, why would you want to change what we got going on? Don't be afraid. Don't be so closed-minded to think that that is okay. Because if someone expressed to you that hey, maybe I want to do this, or maybe I want to try, you know, some massage oils on you. They have all types of flavors. They go all types of places. Do you want to try it? Or let me try it upon you, or you try it upon me, however it may be. And you're like, mm-hmm. No. They're going to open that door and be like, oh, okay. Then they're going to be somewhere in some odd location for whatever reason, and that one person's going to mention it. And that one person's going to say, ooh, let's try this. No, you need a little secret stash box or a secret stash drawer with all your crazy stuff in. You ain't got to show nobody. It's private. Throw it in the back of the closet. Bring it out when you need to. Dust it off when you need to. You know, it may not be an everyday thing, but it can definitely be a great, you know what I'm saying, refresher or a great surprise. Don't limit yourself to what you've always done. You're never too late to try something new.
And that's a very important aspect right there that you just brought up. You know, that is so hard for people to feel that. Oh my goodness, if I'm doing something different, if I'm doing something strange, this is just so left field, you know, what are they going to think of me? What is he or she going to think of me if I try to mention this? And what can we do to even talk about this? Because you don't want to, you know, almost like you don't want to offend this person. And the sad part about it, you're in a committed relationship, you're married, you should be able to say, you know what, I want to try X, Y, and Z. If we try it once, we don't like it, okay, we tried it, we don't like it. It's not like it's going to ruin our relationship. Now there are certain things, though, that might cause that issue. Because this, you know, this opens up a Pandora's box on things. You know, when you talk about, say, the swinging method or the threesome method, a lot of things that sometimes that comes up in married couples that one spouse might want to say, you know what, let's add this into our relationship. So how do you feel about that aspect?
When you're talking about swinging and threesomes, that takes a large security in a relationship. And the whole thing is you're opening up the door in aspects where you're bringing in a third party into your personals. Can you handle someone touching your mate? Or how far are you willing to let them go with your mate? You know what I'm saying? Like, is it going to be make you so jealous that you're ruining your relationship? And I definitely don't think it's a fixer to a relationship. But, Paul, I say this. Don't open up a door where it'll cause more chaos in your life than it needs to be. But I'll say this as well. If you are secure within yourself and you're okay with what goes on, it's fine. But what I have seen being having a glimpse into that lifestyle, not participating, but I talked to a few people who've done it. And I'm like, okay. But one day, you know, you're at a party and you find out, to your unbeknownst to yourself, it's a swinger type of party. But you're looking at it, and let's say you're having a conversation in a group and one of them mentions, oh, yeah, I did invite Jane over to, you know what I'm saying, to lunch with me the other day, and he didn't tell his mate. Watch what her face looks like. Somebody's going to have to pick her face up off the floor, and she's going to have to do the fake smile and grin to get through it. you know, because she wasn't aware. So you got to be careful with that, because it has to be like total honesty. And I just think, me honestly, it just turns into a fat girl fest. All the fat girls in the neighborhood find out married men are willing to give it up on the side and their wife don't mind. They'll be the people who be at your party. It won't be the sexy young girls with thin bodies and the big booties. It won't be them. So you gotta have, I mean, pick your battles. Like, I don't think it's worth it. Unless you and your mate decide, okay, we're going to go. We're going to find a chick. We're going to have some fun. But nowadays, you can't really go find a chick and have fun, because you got so many extra side effects that go along with it. So, I mean, it would be nice. Yeah, I mean, it would be nice. I'm pretty sure a man's not going to say, well, yeah, bring the dude over. Doubt it. But he'll definitely say, yeah, bring the chick over. You know? And then it may be fun, maybe, but can you handle what comes the next morning? So I'm not saying it won't be fun for a little while, but depending on who you are, it may or may not work.
This is Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, Toyland Entertainment, and this is what we're talking about, love and the wild. And sometimes that wild can open up that Pandora's box that you don't want to go into. However, like Ms. Joyce has just said, it's about the security that you feel in your relationship. Anything that you do for your relationship can be a positive, but if both parties are not willing to successfully do some things, then that can bring the negative. And that's what this 50 Shades effect, I think, has created. It created this conversation where what is taboo, what is something that you don't want to open up, what dirty little secrets that people have about themselves that they want to open up to their mate that they may not have done before. And these are some of the things that it comes down to. It comes down to communication, it comes down to discussion, but knowing the boundaries and knowing the limits of those things are very important as well. So where does this lead relationships? I think it leads relationships to a point that, you know, that it just says, okay, you know, talk it out, talk it over, and don't be afraid to try something unless you know it is not going to be beneficial for your relationship. And that's, I think, the hardest combination that I think people have. So in closing, I just want to give you a few minutes to talk about what you posted. As each and every week we talk about, it might be about you. So I just want you to kind of go over some of the things that you talked about this week, and it might be about you.
I was talking about giving him something she can feel or you can feel, being in a relationship and knowing that person is that I can't, you know what I'm saying, breathe without you, sleep without you, eat without you. When I touch you, I can feel the electricity coming from me to you. That type of love and this affection. Like, not the fake love where you're thinking, oh, he buys me this and he does this for me. No. Real, true connection on a relationship. Something you can truly feel. Something that you miss when you're not with that person. And I want everybody to check it out. You know, it's on, you know what I'm saying, on Facebook. It might be about you. You can look it up through the title. You can look it up from Choices Brown. Check it out. Give your feedback. I'd love to hear from you.
And that's what we're talking about right now. Love Talk, Blog Talk Radio, Toyland Productions, Toyland Entertainment. And it is cold out there. It is sleeting, snowing, icy. A lot of different parts of the country where people are listening right now. So this is the time to take to spend with a special someone in your life, and, you know, just try to keep warm out there. So everybody that's out there and still on the grind, still at work and listening right now, be safe on your travels home. And if you're locked in, you're going to be snowed in, you're iced in, you know, take this time right now to make those efforts of doing the right things with the special person that you love. So until next time, this is Mr. Vi Stevie and Ms. Choice is listening and tuning in. So until next time, we'll talk.